Wake Up Call continues now on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
All right, the good, the bad, and the dumb, the Wednesday edition. Let's get right to it. The good of the day.
Free burritos.
Where, when, and how?
And this is not April Fool's prank. Thursday, tomorrow, you could win a free burrito from Chipotle.
You can?
Or a cool $100,000.
Okay, is it and or is it, what's the catch here?
Well, you remember that guy? We talked about him a while back. His name is Stephen Thomas or Stephen Thomas. He's the founder and CEO of Coil. He was the guy who lost hundreds of millions of dollars in Bitcoin because he couldn't remember his password.
That's right.
Well, he's holding a contest and having Chipotle help him out. Guests or Chipotle customers can try to guess his passcode.
Oh, I don't know if this promotion is going
to
work.
And, you know, you get 10 tries to try it. And if you don't succeed, you'll get a, I think you'll probably end up getting a voucher for free burritos.
Okay, but doesn't he have a certain amount of chances before he's locked out permanently? I thought that was part of his story.
I would think, right? So I don't know. I don't know.
What made his story compelling wasn't that he forgot his password. It was made his story compelling was he only had like 10 chances before he was locked out.
Yeah, forever. Forever.
So he was being really careful. So how would people know? Like, not everybody can provide 10.
That is a great question.
All right. So because to me, that was the thing that drew me to, I don't care about a billionaire guy. Because eventually he'll find it, right? If he was given unlimited chances, eventually he could set up a computer in the corner that does every possible combination on a...
Ever.
You know, multiple times per second and just let it run 24 hours a day until it lands on it. But if you say, you got 10 guesses, and after the 10th, you ain't getting this money, then that becomes like James Bond-ish, right? That becomes crazy, like a supervillain would do.
Yeah. Maybe you find a way to hack into it. I don't know. I don't know.
So he's going to give you 100,000 of his.
Well, you can either. What happens is say you guess it correctly, right? You'll get $100,000 in free burritos and $100,000 in Bitcoin.
Okay, that works.
But if you miss out on all 10 chances, I'm thinking Chipotle is giving you. If you're one of the lucky ones who gets to participate, Chipotle is giving you a free burrito anyways. And it just happens to be April 1st, just happens to be National Burrito Day.
I think you deserve more money than $100,000 because I think the odds of getting his password correct, not knowing anything about him, is greater than like picking a perfect bracket in the tournament, which is like in the quadrillions. How in the world is somebody going to guess his password?
I have no idea.
I mean, every number, symbol, combination that's available. I mean, if you land that, you should get a lot more than $100,000. You're really breaking the odds. But yeah, I'll take the free burrito for trying.
What they predict is by the end of the contest, 10,000 fans will win one free burrito. 50 fans will win $500 in Bitcoin, and 3 fans will win $25,000 in Bitcoin.
Okay, that works.
But yeah, free burrito. And very all you got to do is just try to guess some billionaire's passcode.
There you go.
That's an easy way to get a burrito.
All right, what's the bad of the day?
The bad of the day is, you know, Tony, you and I have stood on the soapbox, and we've warned people for years not to mess with robots.
Don't mess with robots.
Not to mess with aliens. And curses. We have talked about curses.
Right.
I don't know if you've heard of the curse of the pharaohs. It's an old curse.
Yeah. I think when you dig them up as a mummy, something bad happens to you.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Well, that is one of the reasons floating around social media right now of why the Suez Canal was blocked is because of the curse of the pharaohs, the curse of Ramses II.
Was that ship containing an item of his or
no,
something archaeological?
No, Egypt has had a run of bad luck recently.
All right.
And it all started with them saying, hey, we got 22 mummies that we're going to ship from Egypt to various museums around the world.
Well, let's be honest. It started when the Pharaoh wouldn't let the Hebrews go after Moses told him to.
True.
Let's just make that clear.
But
you don't
get
10 plagues very often in a society.
Since that announcement was made, they say people on social media found the correlation that almost immediately after they made the announcement, the Suez Canal was blocked, and there was a train crash in Egypt that did kill a bunch of people.
Wow.
Plus, there was a bridge that collapsed. The bridge that they were building fell under construction, and there's been a few fires of recent.
Okay.
I think we might be onto something, and that's why, you know, if you find a tomb, you just leave it there.
Just leave it alone.
You don't touch it. You don't mess with it.
Just go, hey, be good.
I would like to. I don't know. I mean, it's kind of far fetched. You know, I mean, the reasoning they said that the Suez Canal was blocked was because all of a sudden a huge gust of wind pushed the ship
into the bank. Yeah, a gust of wind caused by the mummy's spirit.
Exactly. It was a dust storm that came through, and all I can picture now is that dust storm in the mummy where the mummy's face appeared.
Right.
Remember that Brendan Fraser flick?
Where he was in the plane?
Yes.
Yeah, that's right.
And so
I can only imagine.
That's what I imagine now is that's what blew the ship sideways.
I think I've said this on the show before. When I was a kid, I wanted to be an archaeologist until I found out what archaeologists really do.
Yeah.
Right? Like, they really spend most of their time with, like, a little paintbrush, brushing off, digging a little paintbrush.
Or in a classroom teaching snotty kids.
Right.
That, you know, digging up stuff is pretty cool.
It's not really as exciting as the movies in Indiana Jones made it out to be.
Yep.
But nevertheless, I always wondered what it would be like if you found a tomb and you heard about curses. Would you believe in that stuff, or would you go, nah, I'm taking this stuff to a museum?
Like going for
Indy
it.
Would. Yeah.
Exactly. Going for it. It's history. Everyone wants to see history.
Everybody wants to see this vase of organs. You know, all that good stuff. All right, what's the dumb of the day?
The dumb of the day, surprise, surprise, is the NCAA.
What did they do now?
Well, we've always highlighted how the NCAA treats student athletes with respect
Absolutely.
And kindness, and they treat them pretty much like they're their own kids.
Right.
Oregon State lost in the Elite Eight.
Right.
By the time they got back to the hotel, they were told, hey, you guys have already been checked out. You're catching this red-eye flight back home at 1:15 a.m.
Why did they do that? They wouldn't let them stay one more night?
By comparison, somebody did point out that the Arkansas team that lost, they were able to fly out at 10 a.m. the next day.
And they got to stay in the hotel?
Yeah, they got to stay in the hotel. So I don't know.
This is an NCAA thing? This wasn't a school thing? Where the school said, hey, guys, we should get home. We got a flight. Let's just take it.
I guess the NCAA is the one that books the hotel books the flights?
So they booked
the flight. And maybe was it the only flight out of Indianapolis was at 1:15 in the morning?
That reminds me of that movie, That Thing You Do with Tom Hanks, where he told that kid, well, you're leaving the hotel today.
Yeah.
When the kid was like, you don't seem to have a band. He goes, you're leaving the hotel. That seems like you don't have a tournament anymore. You're leaving the hotel.
You're done.
Goodbye.
Yeah, we're not paying for one more night.
Thanks for participating, but it's over. When we say it's over, we don't mean like, oh, we're really sad you lost. I mean, here's your suitcase. Get the hell out of here.
I'm just wondering if it was that the 1:15 flight out was the cheap one.
It's
like,
possible.
Hey, we can save $50 per kid, per person, if we book them on the 1:15 rather than the 10 a.m.
I worked in minor league basketball for 2 years. I'm not kidding when I tell you this. If we had a flight from when I worked in Vegas, if we had a flight from Vegas to Albuquerque, because we had a team in New Mexico, if it was cheaper to fly to Iceland and then Albuquerque, we would have taken it. Like, if somehow an airline was like, I don't know why we're doing this, but it's much cheaper to go to Albuquerque if you fly halfway around the world to Iceland, turn around and go back to New Mexico. My general manager would have been like, sign us up. We need 21 tickets. Get it to us right now. Guys, this is going to take 2 days, but enjoy the flight. Get off at Reykjavik and enjoy whatever the heck is there for 20 minutes before we send you back west.
No, you got an 8-hour layover, but realistically,
seriously,
it's only about 4 because of the time change.
Seriously, we would have absolutely signed up for that tomorrow. Like, no problems whatsoever. Like, we would have players going, can I drive? No. You're going to Iceland to Albuquerque. It's probably the same thing here. They're like, what would be the flight tomorrow to Corvallis? oh, they're going on the 115.
Yeah.
Right, so bye-bye. See you later. Pack them up, guys. Get them out of here.
We're routing them through Bose, was it Bozeman, Montana first.
Right, exactly. So good luck.
So, yeah,
good luck, TV Beavers. Goodbye.
I mean, how harsh is that? You know, Arkansas lost a good game. You know, it was a close one. And,
sleep
I mean, not Arkansas,
on it,
Oregon State.
Have a hotel breakfast in the morning.
Yeah, that's what you're supposed to do, right?
Yeah.
I mean, they weren't planning on taking the sights and sounds of Indianapolis that morning.
Oregon State was already checked out.
Oregon State was checked out, home in bed, before the news hit like some of the world that they lost.
No, oh, that's amazing. That is really harsh, man. That is devastating.
1:15 a.m. That must have been a great flight.
Oh God, can you imagine? I don't sleep good on planes. Heck, I mean, I don't sleep good on, no matter when I go. I remember the one time my wife said, "Here, take this." And I was like, okay, it was like a pill, like a sleeping pill. And I took it and I was out like a light for the flight. And it was awesome because I fell asleep, woke up, we landed. But I can't sleep on planes very well.
I'm the same way.
I just can't. I just don't know why. I just don't get comfortable. Even when I am comfortable, I just can't. And so any time that if my career or vacation or out of necessity somehow I need to fly to Australia for whatever reason, I worry that I'm just not gonna rest at all.
Well, I figured if
I'm on that flight for 18 hours going,
if I'm doing one of those long flights of like, if I was to fly to Australia, I need to book a flight where you have a bed.
Yeah, right.
You know,
you
or one of those
where you can lean it all the way back.
Yeah, or one of those really long chairs, and you almost got like your own little pod, your own little area. That's the only way I'm gonna do it. And I know those tickets are expensive, so that leads me to believe I'm probably not going to Australia anytime soon.
I know, because I wouldn't be able to do a coach flight with, you know, sitting in the middle seat of the aisle going, doing this for half a day, and almost a full day?
Yeah.
I'm not doing this. No.
I'm not doing that.
So, God bless. All right, that's a good, the bad, and the dumb. Coming up next, pro days. One really went well, one not so well, but the one that really went well may have been a little too over the top. We'll get to that next as we continue with the wake-up call.